It is the Mike Show. It's the Tuesday edition of the program. That brings us Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg and the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation. Hi there.
Hello.
Hello. Each and every Tuesday, Megan brings us a guest, and today's no exception. Who did you bring?
Yes, I'm delighted to say we have Sean Farmer with us, who's Executive Director of Interfaith Outreach Association.
Hi, Sean.
Hey there.
And they have a really awesome event coming up that I've attended for a few years now. I just love this event, and it's so unique, and just really celebrates some amazing individuals in our community and educates people about what the organization does. So we're excited to talk about it today.
Well, very, very cool. Thank you so much for taking time today and joining us. We really appreciate it. Sean, tell us about your organization. Interfaith Outreach Association, in generalities, what does it do? And then we'll talk about some upcoming events and some needs.
Okay, so Interfaith Outreach will be turning 60 next year.
Okay,
And so we were formed when the community realized that there are some things that they're better together doing. And as a result of that, Kumbaya, now known as Interfaith Outreach, was formed. And today we assist people in need with furniture, simple home repairs, as well as going into the jails doing life skills for men and women. And then last but not least, our biggest program is emergency assistance and homeless prevention, where we assist preventing evictions and utility terminations.
And we were talking a little bit off air, or at least I heard you guys pre-gaming a little bit over there, a little bit about the need being a little bit greater, or the call volume coming up around this time of the year. And why is that?
Well, April, we always see an increase. Part of that is because it is the end of the very high electric and gas bills, and people facing termination, you know, as a result of that. If you go back 60 days ago, it was really cold. So, so we're seeing a tremendous volume of calls related to that. It's also the time usually people will move and start over. And, and so the demand for furniture is great. And it's also the time for our rebuilds program, where people are in need of having repairs to get in and out of their house to be able to stay in more. And it's easier for us to do it in the spring, so they usually wait and reach out.
Okay.
I always think of Interfaith as much like the, we kind of followed that model with Share Greater Lynchburg, and it's the idea of consolidating efforts across faith communities and houses of worship, so that not every place is having to do that work. You all are a referral base, so people can say, hey, you know, people call to a church and say, I need help with my electric bill. They know to refer them to you, and that's a clearinghouse, and you all are the experts. And I, so often, you know, we'll get calls to Share Greater Lynchburg about similar topics because people just find it online. And I know that I can say, you know, let me connect you to Interfaith Outreach. So I think, I can't imagine what kind of volume of calls and emails and drop-bys you receive because of how many different people rely on the organization.
Well, and let's talk about that too. In any given month, in any given year, how many folks do you help and serve?
Oh my gosh, it's thousands every year.
Yeah,
especially in emergency assistance. So, stay very, very busy. And, you know, we easily, you know, have 50 to 60 calls a day.
Wow.
And that's not to even mention the cell phones. Everybody has cell phones. So we're texting people back and forth to free up the phone lines for people, you know, to do intake. So,
Well, we'll link up your contact information and where folks can learn more about Interfaith Outreach Association and what it is that you do and best ways to reach you. Regardless of, you know, if you just have a question about a service or a need, we'll link that up. So you've got an upcoming event. Let's talk about that.
We do. We have our Seeds of Hope event that will be this Thursday at the Academy.
Okay.
And it's a luncheon this year where we're going to have like an hour program that will celebrate the work of Interfaith Outreach, as well as recognizing two wonderful people in our community who planted seeds of hope their entire life.
Not you,
and
Mike.
Made a difference.
It's not Mike, right?
Yeah.
Well, it's not Bill either.
No,
someday.
Neither one of us.
Someday.
No,
someday.
Probably not.
Someday.
No, probably
somebody
not.
Somebody much more deserving
so
than
this
we.
Year,
much, much more.
This year, our Seeds of Hope honorees are Philistine Mosley and George Dawson.
Oh, my gosh.
Much yeah. better
Understand.
Choices than you
Understand.
And I.
Yeah, I'm not
yeah.
even, I can't even carry their... You know, absolutely. Jackets for
no,
them.
No, absolutely not.
Philistine is amazing. I love her so much.
Is it a free event? Is it a ticketed event?
It is a free fundraising event.
Okay.
There are limited seats. We still have openings, and so if someone would like to join us, we'd love to have you join us. But please call the office at 846-6098 or email us at IOA@interfaithoutreach.org to let us know that you're going to come.
Okay.
So.
And we'll link up again all the contact ways right on this broadcast on our Facebook page as well. And you can find all of that at sharegreaterlynchburg.org. If you just type in Interfaith Outreach Association, it's right there.
Mm-hmm. One of the things, sorry, Mike, I
yeah,
keep
no,
going.
Go ahead.
One
Please.
Of the things that I love about the Seeds of Hope Luncheon is how you feature some individuals who have been recipients of services and how a simple electric bill payoff to stop termination totally changed the trajectory of someone's life, or you know how a ramp that was built in the front of a house allowed somebody to live independently. Just these what we consider maybe small gestures have transformed lives, and I just loved it. Those stories kind of stay with me.
Right.
You know,
right. And we have two of those this year, and you know, they talk about how life was beforehand and how life is now.
Yeah.
And the impact is amazing, because mm-hmm. for people to lose their housing and have to start all over mm-hmm. or get seriously hurt in their home because they don't have what they need, it's hard to come back successfully from that.
I just want to emphasize too, I don't know how many people really realize that that you can make donations to Interfaith Outreach. Some people do, obviously, but like I didn't think about it right away, but we had a box spring. And I took it over there, and Sean herself comes out and helps me unload this box spring and put it on the truck. But please think of Interfaith if you have dressers, things that you don't need anymore. They love to get that kind of stuff.
Yeah. What are some tables, chairs?
Dining tables and chairs for sure. Coffee tables, end tables, dressers. We can't keep enough dressers.
Wow.
Kitchenware, cookware, sofas.
Yeah.
Chairs, all that we need, because think of how much it costs to move in to a place and to furnish a place, and it's all people can do to make ends meet.
Right.
So we're delighted to be able to help them with the community support.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, I understand that you have a raffle as well that is a fundraising opportunity. Tell us about that.
We do. And this is live on our website right now. And it's done virtually through the Wednesday before Mother's Day. And people for a $5 raffle ticket can purchase a chance to win many, many wonderful items, such as tickets to a Baltimore Orioles game, a Washington Nationals game, the Wyndham PGA Championship, rounds of golf at all the local golf courses, and a box at the Hillcats baseball game.
Wow.
But
all
then
great.
Other things also that are available are a night at the Virginian, a night at Acorn Hill, self-care packages for people. So lots of opportunity. Tweetsie Railroad tickets.
Oh, that's fun.
And Dollywood, Lorraine Cavern. I could just go on and on. So it's time to get outside and enjoy the
Absolutely.
Sunshine with your family.
Yeah.
Wonderful Father's Day gift, Mother's Day gift, graduation gift, vacation gift.
So it's $5 a raffle ticket.
$5 a raffle ticket.
Amazing.
And that is the Seeds of Hope 2025 raffle. And you can learn more again if you go to sharegreaterlynchburg.org. Mm-hmm. There's a link to everything right there. And so I'm liking the baseball tickets.
Yeah, all that.
Bill,
sounds great.
Bill and I were going to do a baseball road trip at some point this season.
Yeah, we've talked
about
that.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, we want to go to Pittsburgh, where Mike grew up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that stadium is so great. Yeah. You need to visit that.
PNC Park is the best ballpark in the
really,
nation.
Really, really nice. Anyway.
And the O's. Yeah, unfortunately, the two best ballparks that are within driving distance have
lousy teams.
Worst teams.
Who cares? It's big league baseball anyway.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But we digress.
And they might accidentally win.
They could play someone you want to see.
Yeah.
Well, no, I actually want to see the Pirates, and I want to see the O's. I root for both of those teams.
And they occasionally accidentally win. They do.
It's baseball. So, depends on who's pitching.
Yeah. Disappointed.
Right. Yeah. Any given day.
Anyway.
Good stuff, all of it.
It is the Seeds of Hope raffle, and you can learn more again by visiting ShareGreaterLynchburg.org. Did we cover everything?
I think so. Lots of opportunities for people to volunteer.
Yes, we didn't cover that.
Volunteer. National Volunteer Month.
Yes. Let's hear about your volunteer opportunities.
And so one thing that we always need help with is our Rebuilds program, and we have groups of people that'll come in and work during the week or on the weekend or as they can to help us do things like build ramps. Simple things that, you know, even I could do. And so you don't have to be an expert to be able to help with that. Also, we usually need organizing in our furniture warehouse. Mm-hmm. So time that goes into that, as well as donations of things like the furniture, but also cleaning supplies and toiletry items are all things that people need that are expensive that make a big difference.
Absolutely. You can learn more. Again, visit ShareGreaterLynchburg.org. You can volunteer on that platform as well for any of the needs that Interfaith Outreach Association has. Wow. Okay, we covered a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a lot. You guys do a lot. Share Greater Lynchburg is doing a lot as well. And how many nonprofit organizations are currently represented on the Share platform?
Yeah, we have 189 nonprofits and working on some more right now, just trying to, you know, get into that 200 mark. We think the universe is somewhere close to 275, 300, you know, so we still have, you know, people to find.
Yeah.
But it's a free platform that is available to all organizations. We're 4.5 years old and really love the connectedness that, you know, it brings us. So we do lunch and learns every month. We do executive director series right now once a month, and just have lots of regular events to pull these nonprofits together, to break down silos, make dollars go further. You know, we're hearing that so many organizations are squished right now, and some funding is evaporating. So leaning on each other and finding, getting creative about sustainability and resiliency is really great. That's going to be one of the themes of our nonprofit summit coming up on July 30th with the Lynchburg Regional Business Alliance. We're talking about, you know, resiliency in these times and self-care and making sure that we're taking care of each other and leaning on each other as nonprofits. So it's a really relevant time for Share to be present and to be supportive of all of our organizations.
Absolutely. If you are part of a nonprofit organization, and even if you're not, if you're looking for a nonprofit organization to help you with a need, or if you would like to volunteer even at the board level, you can learn all about it right there on ShareGreaterLynchburg.org, which is part of the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation. How are things going at the foundation?
Great. Yes. We're kind of in review of grant mode right now, and all those will be coming out in the next month or two as we announce the spring grant cycle, the Century Fund recipient. We just finished up Youth Philanthropy, and those recipients were Johnson Health and Parkview Community Mission.
Oh, wow.
And we have a golf tournament coming up. It's our kind of our spring special project. It's the Dennis Carter Scholarship Fund that's being started for students in athletics. And there's a golf tournament in May that is going to raise funds for that program. We have a lot of great sponsors. You can learn more on our website or on our social media about how to get involved. We definitely need golf teams to sign up.
Okay.
And we're heavy in sponsors and still trying to grow golfers because there's so many golf tournaments in May. So
there are. Do you know the date of that off the top of
head? Yes, it's May 16th. So
I have May 14th.
May 14th.
That's okay.
Yeah, sorry. May 14th. Yep. At the at the Dennis Carter Golf Tournament, and there's a special committee that's been working on that for months, and it's going to be an awesome, awesome event. So,
well, if you're looking forward to a great day of golf and you'd like to support a fantastic organization and a fantastic scholarship fund, you can join the Lynchburg Community Foundation May 14, London Downs Golf Club in Forest. Learn more by visiting lynchburgfoundation.org. Did we solve all the world's problems
today? Yes, we sure did.
I think Earth Day.
On Earth Day, we did. We solved all the world's problems. Hooray, let's all go home. All right. It is the Mike Show. It's a Tuesday edition. Coming up a little bit later on, we have your audio vault. Stay tuned for that.